Let me play a couple of pieces of audio for you guys. My dear friend, Nick Wright, on his show, we'll get to some of the national reaction from Chiefs and Bills. You guys know Nick is not worried about the Chiefs.
They are not playing the same game as everyone else early in games. I don't think Patrick's trying to throw interceptions, obviously. I'm not saying any of that. But they are... They clearly, one of the objectives of this game was, what will it look like if Xavier Worthy is our number one target? So we're going to work on that within a game. And so, it worked.
He played well.
He played well. Mahomes missed him.
Well,
that was on both of them, to be fair. He should have got his feet in. He also didn't have to be near the sidelines. Mahomes said it. He threw it in the wrong place. Like, that's both of them. I will never worry about Patrick Mahomes in the regular season until I see him not be the best player in the league by a mile.
I understand what Nick is saying, and I don't disagree in any way. But, you know, sometimes it's not when you lose, but who you lose to. Them losing that game is a little bit of a blow to the hopes of them being the one seed. Now, they can still be the one seed. I don't want to paint it like that. They still are the favorite to be the one seed. They certainly still have the inside track, but that's not a game that you should be okay with losing, so to speak. Like, that was a big, I don't want to say statement level game, but there are very few regular season games that have that much of an impact and move things so positively in your direction. It would have been better for the Chiefs to lose to Tampa Bay and beat Buffalo than the way that things played themselves out. Now, you potentially put yourself in a spot where the second half of the season is just harder for you. You have to play guys, and maybe you couldn't. Like, you could have possibly taken your foot off the gas just a little bit in the second half of the season and play more to preserve guys and just simply get guys to the finish line. Now, maybe you're thinking, we don't care about home field advantage. I saw what the Chiefs did last year, but I don't want to constantly be in a situation where you got to go on the road to Buffalo and you got to go on the road to Baltimore to win the championship. So just for one regular season game, why I think this one is different, just because of the implications of what it meant to win versus what it meant to lose against Buffalo. Let me play a couple more cuts for you guys. Here is Damian Woody on Get Up. Here's what he said.
Josh Allen's best quarterback in the league. Quarterback in the league. I know when I said that this morning, you were like, well, what about Lamar? What about Lamar Jackson? What about Josh Allen's the best?
Patrick Mahomes.
Josh Allen is the best quarterback in the National Football League. Right now, he's the best quarterback. He can beat you. You know how you talk about styles make fun? He can play whatever way you want to play. If you need him to air it out and throw it all over the yard, Josh Allen can do that. If you want him rumbling and tumbling all over the field, guess what? He can do that. And you know the thing that he's doing, probably the best he's done all his whole career, is taking care of the football.
He is.
He's taking care of the football. Josh Allen puts on his cape when he needs to put on his cape. And going head-to-head against Patrick Mahomes yesterday in the game of the year, Josh Allen was playing some of his best ball.
It is almost identical. Like, I wish there was a way that we could go back in the time machine. I'm sure we could find this. I would love to hear conversations that people were having about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Because doesn't it sound the same? I don't disagree in theory with Damian Woody. Today, Josh Allen is playing the best of any quarterback in the National Football League. I don't really think you can argue otherwise. No one is saying that Mahomes is not incredible. You can certainly not argue his accolades and what he's done and when the games matter the most. But right now, Josh Allen is playing better than anyone. But, and I think Buffalo Bills fans would answer this as well, if the game is do or die, if it's the Super Bowl, if it's the AFC Championship game, you cannot lose this game. What quarterback would you rather have? Everybody's answer is the same. So ultimately, it doesn't matter. What does it matter if you're the best quarterback in the regular season? That's not where greatness is defined at your job. That's not where greatness is defined at your position. Greatness is defined at your position about the games you play at the end of the season, not the games in the beginning. And Pat has shown us for a half decade now, when those games get here, he'll be the best. He'll be the best. That's it. That's all that matters. So I don't disagree. Josh Allen right now is the favorite to win MVP. He probably should win MVP. I think at this point you can start to eliminate some guys. I'm sorry. If the Ravens are the wild card team, you're not giving Josh Allen the MVP, or excuse me, Lamar Jackson the MVP award. I think the MVP award is between two players at this point. I think it's between Josh Allen and Jared Goff. I think between those two individuals. And I would say that Allen has the inside track, but Goff has a lot of big games to go win the award. They play Buffalo later this year. They play on Thanksgiving next week. Goff goes out there and cooks the Bears, and he throws four touchdown passes in front of a nationally televised audience. Goff, I think, moves to the front of the list. So it feels like a two-horse race, but what does it matter? I don't think that Mahomes cares about that at this point. I don't think the Chiefs' kingdom, I don't think anybody on this side cares about that. So I don't disagree with what Damian Woody is saying. It feels very similar to the arguments that we had with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. You guys remember, they were calling Peyton Manning the greatest regular season quarterback of all time, which sounds really good. Well, Tom Brady's the greatest postseason quarterback of all time. Which one would you rather be? Which one would you rather have? We were listening to Breakfast Ball. That's the show that Danny is on. Shout out to our guy, Danny Parkins. Here's what Craig Carton had to say about the Chiefs.
Look, they're going to beat Carolina, obviously. They're going to beat the Raiders. But all of a sudden, you know, the last 5 weeks are not easy. In a year in which we're like, we said frequently, spot the loss, spot the loss, spot the loss, I could spot two or three potential losses in the final 5 or 6 weeks.
So is the big deal. Is this loss a big deal for the Chiefs?
It is and it isn't. And I know I'm riding the fence on that. It's a big deal because, like I said, we've now seen them bleed. They're human.
Yeah.
We know they can be beaten. Takes a special team.
Right.
Takes a confident coach and a damn good quarterback to do it. But they can be beaten. So if I'm the Chargers, if I'm the Steelers, if I'm the Texans, all teams that they've got to play, teams that are going to be in the postseason, Denver did it first.
Right.
Which is set up the kind of recipe for how to play them and have success against them. And Buffalo did it better.
This is what I'll say in regards to what Craig Carton had to say. They're only swing states if you lose them. That's it. They're only swing states if they go the opposite direction. So yes, could I find potential losses on the Chiefs schedule? Of course. Could the Chiefs lose on the road to Cleveland? Yes. Could the Chiefs lose to the Chargers on Sunday Night Football? Of course. They could lose to Houston. They could lose to Pittsburgh. I could find possible losses. The Chiefs aren't losing more than 3 games this year. They've lost one. They have maybe 2 more. They probably for sure have 1 more loss this season and maybe 2. They don't have 3. This is not a 4-loss football team. Not with their schedule, not with their defense, not with their quarterback. Not with their coach, not with their track record. You are not finding 3 additional losses on this schedule. So, yes, you can talk to me about possible. Yes, maybe, possibly, perhaps. Yes, they could maybe lose those games. I've seen enough Chiefs football to tell you that they are not losing all of those games.